This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. The Trump administration announced a $12 billion plan to provide emergency aid to farmers amidst an escalating trade war with China and other trading partners. The plan will include direct assistance, a food purchase and distribution program, and a trade promotion program. National Farmers Union is urging the administration to do more to provide a long-term fix to the long-term damage of the trade war. The group supports the president's efforts to improve fair trade relationships with trading partners, yet has grown weary of the administration's go-it-alone, bull-in-a-China-shop approach.
President Trump's escalating trade war with China and much of the rest of the world requires that we go to significant lengths to protect the men and women who grow our food, fuel, and fiber. Their livelihoods are on the line with every tweet, threat, or tariff action that comes from the White House. Market prices for farm products are plunging from already very low levels. And it's been estimated that farmers lost more than $13 billion last month alone due to these trade disruptions.
Johnson says the Farmers Union does appreciate the assistance, but notes this isn't how the administration will fix the problems in the farm economy.
We appreciate the move to provide stopgap assistance. This plan is a short-term fix to a long-term problem. The administration must develop a support mechanism that will mitigate the significant damage that is being inflicted upon our most vital international markets for many years to come. They should do this by working with Congress to ensure that farm bill programs provide enough assistance to farmers when markets collapse.
Again, that's Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, the nation's second largest general farm organization. In local events, this week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Today is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at the Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the age of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets, and a ribbon for first in each age division will be awarded. August 7th, DeKalb Asgrow has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrow retailer for more information. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217 532-3361. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.